This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the most exciting, informative, and sometimes, and I do believe sometimes, entertaining radio show on earth. That would be Radio Law Talk, hosted by me, Frederick Penny, with my co-host Denise Dirks, and we have Todd Kuhn. And by the way, your brother called me the other day, Todd.
Uh-oh.
And I told him, I said, I have to always write your brother Todd's name down when I'm doing the radio show, because sometimes I'll think of your brother's name and accidentally almost give him some free publicity, which I don't want to do.
No, you don't want to do
yeah,
that.
And then you've got Cal Hunter behind the glass. Cal, how are you playing with the buttons back there?
Yeah, that's all I'm doing, just playing.
Yeah, and so that's what you do. Today is going to be an interesting day. And why is it interesting? It is post-Halloween. And post-Halloween, I haven't told you about some things I'm going to do today. You have no idea about some things I'm going to quiz you guys on. I have the statistics, and I'm going to ask you guys for the next 3 hours on what state gives out the most I'll give you the state, and you say what candy is passed out in Halloween in that state more than any other candy. And believe it or not, you think that all the basic ones would be the same. There are so many varieties in different states that are more popular than others, you would have no idea. And we're going to do that. And I'm going to ask you guys, I'm not going to let you see my cheat sheet here, and I'm going to see who's going to be smart enough to figure out what's the most popular candy in, say, South Dakota or North Dakota to pass out during Halloween. And we're going to have fun with that. We're going to do a case or no case. We have Johnny Depp in the news again. Yes, Johnny Depp. Anytime he's in the news, there is a settlement in one of his cases. He has multiple cases going right now, and it is a big one. We're going to talk about pumpkin injuries and trick-or-treat at a sex offender's house. The court is weighing in on that. So we're going to discuss a court ruling on trick-or-treating and what they can or can't do at a person's house that's a former sex offender, even if they're rehabilitated, and what a sheriff's department did and what the court said about it. We're going to discuss that. And then we should be able to get to the NCAA college new rules about, you know what, I think because of the law and the possible lawsuits coming out of California, that they're going to allow they passed the new law that allows the athletes to make money on their likeness and their anytime something's sold with their apparel, they're going to change their mind.
Saw this one coming, saw it coming.
We all did.
We did. We talked about Epstein, right? That's coming up.
I want to talk about Epstein,
yeah.
But we're going to get to as much as we can the first hour. But we definitely have Epstein.
I only say that because that's one that Denise, and we all talked about it, but that's one that Denise, you particularly called because of injury. We'll talk about that. And Denise has got her CSI Radio Law Talk cap on.
Well, it's just, it just depends if we can get to that because we have so many fun things coming up. And case or no case, I am leading in case or no case. That is everybody's favorites.
Well, now, I thought we're all at zero again.
We did last week. We did the first round last week. Now, I'm still at zero.
Yeah. I have a few points.
We have to maintain some sort of consistency, a base, a constant. And if I have to sacrifice points in order for people to have that constant, then I will.
No,
because I'm a giver.
I have 2 points. You have zero.
Current score, Denise 2, Fred 2, Todd 0.
No, I lost. I put my 2 points up, remember, and I lost.
So I'm at zero. 2-0-0. Those of you who are saying, what the heck is that? That is where Cal is going to give us a case. It's either a real case or a fake case. We got to determine what the outcome was, and we win points. We win points because we win a prize at the end, which, by the way, I am almost like The Voice. Who's the guy on The Voice that always wins? What's his name?
I know.
Blake Shelton.
Oh, Blake Shelton.
Yeah, so I'm like the voice. I've won both the past two times. I have won Case or No Case, and I'm owed dinner and Donna's spaghetti. Now, if you want to weigh in, you call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, you can email us after the show's over at info@radiolawtalk.com. We love your emails. Thank you very much for your emails, but we can't respond to all of them. By the way, big news, next week we're going to announce a new affiliate, a big, good affiliate in a
awesome
state that we're not currently in, and they are coming on next week.
Outstanding. Just about Case or No Case, let me tell you something. I think my ultimate dream, and this is going to be an odd dream because I have weird dreams, but I would love to be able to stand before St. Peter or whatever at the pearly gates the same time Cal Hunter does. I really would, because I guarantee you the question will come up. Mr. Hunter, were you totally honest in all of your dealings and everything? He's going to say yes. And then they're going to start playing past episodes of Case or No Case where he came up with fib after fib,
yes,
after fib. And, you know, it's like, welcome to H.E. Double Hockey Sticks, Cal.
I know, right? Take the elevator, pal.
Not up, down.
All right, here we go. Here's your Case or No Case. I want you to meet somebody. You're going to like this.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
I want you to meet Brian Zembic and his $100,000 boobs. I'm not making this up.
$100,000 what?
Boobs. Yes. He's a Canadian magician and a professional high-stakes gambler specializing in blackjack and black gammon. He's also a man who apparently cannot walk away from any bet. This particular bet was made in 1997 during a vacation in Europe. He said it was with two friends, and his girlfriend at the time was flaunting her chestular assets. And he said, I said to my friend, if I had those, I could get as much attention as she. And accepting the observation, Zembic's friend how much money would you take to prove that? He said $100,000. He said, done. Get him put in, leave him in for a year, you get $100,000.
Ooh.
So he did.
Oh my gosh.
38C to be precise. And his friend did not pay.
No.
And so I ask you, Case or No Case?
Ooh.
And I think, well, since Todd has 0 points and Denise has zero, let's start with Mr. Kunin. Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Case brings back harsh memories.
Yes.
And, you know, but...
I knew the puns were coming.
You know, well, yeah, I just want to... I'll keep you abreast of my answer.
Okay, thank you.
So I am going to say, if people could see the look of death I am getting from Denise.
Well, Denise and I looked at each other like,
I'm apologizing for even bringing up the whole case, but it was so fascinating.
It was fascinating. And, you know, I am going to say, just because I'm the first one and I'm going to steal Denise's thunder because she is more prone to do this recently, I'm going to say, as fascinating as it is, no case.
Huh, okay.
I'm just going no case on that one.
You're going to go right there. Boom. Ms. Dirks, what say you?
I know this is a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing about this, and I know this is a scenario. The question is, does he sue his friend for $100,000?
Not only $100,000, but $10,000 for each year that he leaves them in subsequent for a lifetime.
Oh, and this is 97, and?
A lot of money.
Do you know when the case was?
1997. He got him done in 98. I don't know when the case was. I don't know. No, I don't know.
97 is when it was done.
Well, those things only have a 10-year shelf life. I'm not going to tell you how I know about that, but, you know, they recommend. So. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb.
Go on a limb.
I'm going to say case, and he wins.
All right. Fred, what say you?
I'm going to agree with Denise on the it's a case. I'm saying this is a case.
Yeah, I've heard
it. And I'm going to say he sues, but the answer is he loses. That is, the individual to put in the $100,000, frontal areas.
The reward.
And the reason is because it was not a true contract. I don't think there was a true agreement, even though he said it was in just... and he didn't do it. It wasn't like, hey, let's agree to this. It was just like kidding. And so, therefore, there's no agreement. It's a case, and the man with the breast loses.
So
this is going to be titillating for sure, folks. Hey,
you know what's coming? You know something
that came from Denise.
I can see her sitting there going, I got to do something. I could see it.
We'll be right back with Denise throwing out the jokes. Case or no case.
Answer to Case or No Case is coming right up right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to comment on a case or no case. We're talking about the Brian Zenvic that his buddy said, he said to his buddy something in effect to his wife, like, if I had those, I could make all kinds of money or something like that. He says, all right, you do it. He goes, how much will you pay me? So he says, I'll pay you $100,000. And so he goes and gets his implants. He's a 38C. He's a male. And the buddy didn't pay. And this is in Canada. And so the question is it a case or no case? And if he sues, that is, Brian sues, does he win? And Denise, you said, yes, it's a case, and yes, he wins. I said, yes, it's a case, no, he loses. And you said, this is all fake.
Yes, I said, no case. No.
All fake. Good.
Nice, nice.
I'm glad Santa Claus is laughing. By the way, his beard's getting longer because he plays in a play for Santa Claus, and he's getting there.
Well, I think this year he's going to be Scrooge.
I'm going to be on a Christmas Carol instead of...
Yeah.
You're going to be Scrooge or what?
No, I don't get to be Scrooge. I have like six, it's one of those plays where I have like six parts, you know.
Oh.
Actor number two, Fezziwig.
But you have
Cratchit.
Your beard going. Okay, we digressed.
Yeah.
We digressed. Cal,
yeah.
Tell us who the winner is.
Well, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I said that it is a case and the plaintiff loses because they were just kidding around. It wasn't like a real agreement.
No meeting of the minds.
No meeting of the minds.
It was a tit-for-tat conversation. I don't know what a tat is, but if I had one, I'd trade it for the other.
Yeah, but,
either way.
Okay, but here we go. Now, for those of you who said this was an actual case, may I see, it was a scenario.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It was a scenario, but
Todd! Todd is standing. He finally wins something. Oh, my heavens to Betsy. Todd is a winner.
I have prevailed over my compatriots in this game of case or no case.
You know, in the show Bones, when somebody gets something right, they get to be king of the lab.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Todd Kunin, ladies and gentlemen, king of the studio.
2 points.
King of the studio.
So we're all tied. Good job.
No,
hey, you know what?
Zero.
You're zero.
A title that shall only last for the next 45 minutes, probably, but...
Go ahead, Cal. Tell us what happened.
Zembic said the first time I showed my friend, he laughed for 10 minutes. And said, that's the best $100,000 I ever lost. So he immediately wired it to his bank account. And 20 years later, Zembic still has them. He says he likes the attention. And he gets $10,000 a year for every year that he's kept them. And the guy who made the original deal, a fellow better, has paid off faithfully.
$10,000 every year?
Every year for Kia. Isn't that ridiculous?
Wow.
I wouldn't do it for $10,000 a year.
I don't think I would either.
I don't think I'd do anything. I don't like scalpels, so I don't want anything.
Yeah, and that, folks, is case under case.
Yes.
Next hour, I take you to the gem state of Idaho.
Oh, nice.
All I'm going to say is I threw out a couple of puns, but... Boy,
they lack support.
This is I'm in a support group and it's really testing my resolve.
Can we? We're going to move on.
Yes, I think we should. Yeah.
Remember, we're only talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not use what we say here on Radio Law Talk as pure legal advice because it's not legal advice. But again, we always say the best place to use anything that we talk about here is at the dinner table when your in-laws are trying to one-up you by saying they say. All right? That's it. Johnny Depp is finally settling his battle with his attorney, Jake Blum. Jake Blum is his attorney. Let me just give you a background. And over the years, 15 years working with Johnny Depp, apparently, and I didn't know this, in Hollywood... There's a lot of lawyers that work for Hollywood stars. They don't have a contract. It's kind of a handshake deal. But the courts held, the first thing is that there was a contingency or an agreement, a contingency agreement between Johnny Depp and his attorney. And in order under California law to have such an agreement and charge money as a lawyer, it has to be in writing and signed by both parties. And guess what? They didn't have a signed written thing. So Johnny Depp sued his attorney and their law firm for $30 million because that's how much he had spent in attorney's fees over the past 17 years. And they just came down with a settlement. Now, here's the confusing part. And by the way, he has a number of other lawsuits going. He recently settled his manager, who he said, you know, improperly took care of his funds. And then the manager argued against Johnny Depp. Well, no, you spent too much.
Well, the managers also were attorneys, but they were acting as managers at the time, which was
right.
Really interesting. But Jake Blum was his attorney.
Right, right.
And it was a handshake deal. And the funny thing is, well, in California, there is a concept called disgorgement of fees. And when you don't have the proper written fee agreement, then you're supposed to, as an attorney, disgorge fees.
Well, pay it back.
Exactly. So it was kind of interesting here because we know it was an eight-figure, which...
Okay, I'm
eight
confused.
Figures could be $10 million, or it could be $30 million, or it could
right.
be $60 million. But Jake Bloom's attorney made sure to say that it was far less than what Johnny Depp had claimed. And so I think what happened is Johnny Depp recognized that there was some value in Jake Bloom's services, so there was a compromise here. That's what it sounds like.
But it's a minimum. If last I checked, eight figures, it has to be $10 million.
Yes, yeah. That's
so
the minimum.
They said it's an eight-figure, but much less, a fraction of what he asked for, but he was asking for $30 million.
So if it's 30 and it's
a
10,
third.
Everybody can figure out it's probably $10 million at least.
Wow.
And no more than 30 because he couldn't get anything more than what he gave.
Right.
But I do think that the Jake Bloom does have an argument on unjust enrichment, perhaps. Mm-hmm. You know, that the value of his services unjustly enriched Johnny Depp.
The only question I have is, now that this is settled, does Jake Bloom still have an issue with the state bar because it appears he had an agreement for which nothing was in writing?
No. You know why?
No.
Why is that?
He has retired.
Aha, okay.
He is now inactive.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Depp is still in litigation with Amber Heard, his ex-wife, who he's accusing of defamation. He still is being sued by Buckley LLP, a law firm that won a decision against Bloom last year. I mean, in the Bloom litigation last year. And he's trying to get $348,000 from Johnny Depp, saying he owes it to him. So we'll be back. We're going to talk more about pumpkin injuries.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my...
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The president's home state may not let him go to Florida without a fight. Trump's plan to shift his permanent residence to Palm Beach will likely be heavily scrutinized by New York State officials, who are notorious for auditing wealthy residents seeking to flee to lower tax states to make sure such moves are real and not just on paper. Even though it appears Trump has a strong case, as he's only spent a few nights at his Trump Tower penthouse overlooking Fifth Avenue since he became president, tax officials say it's not a matter of if he will be
be audited, but when? The general rule for avoiding New York taxes is to spend less than 184 days of the year in the state. In announcing his move, Trump said, New York City will always have a special place in my heart, but despite paying millions of dollars in city, state, and local taxes each year, I've been treated very badly by the political leaders of both the city and the state. In Florida, Trump would pay zero income taxes and zero estate tax. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625.
See? Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Denise, the number one passed out candy for Halloween in Georgia is what? According to BidOnEquipment.com, what is the number one candy passed out in Georgia? This
got to be a peach of some sort. So what's peach? I would say those...
Don't overthink this.
Oh, don't overthink it? Okay, in Georgia, the number one candy is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Hershey's Kisses.
Cal.
Kit Kat bar?
Kit Kat. Snickers.
Snickers.
Number one is Snickers. And, okay, ready? Here's another one. Wisconsin. What is the number one candy passed out in Halloween in Wisconsin?
Chocolate-covered cheese.
Jelly bellies.
Jelly bellies. What do you say?
That's a good guess. Cheese-filled crackers.
Pretzel M&Ms.
What?
Pretzel M&Ms.
I think that's heard of
that's fake. That's fake.
No.
Let me tell you something. The combination of pretzels and M&Ms is
pretty
awesome.
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to eat it right, but it's awesome.
All right. Here's a good one. We have a lot of listeners in Illinois. Illinois, the number one candy passed out during Halloween. What is it?
In Illinois?
You'll never get it. You'll never get this.
I think it's a regional candy, isn't it? Something that's just produced there, like...
Saltwater taffy or...
Hershey bar.
Hershey, okay.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I'm going to go back with Hershey's Kisses.
Hershey's Kisses?
Yep.
I'm going to say the candy corn.
Jolly Ranchers.
Huh. See, that's what I was trying to think.
Jolly Ranchers, the number one. Well, we're going to have to play more of this later on. I'm going to see if you guys can get that. Believe it or not, there's a lot of off-the-wall candies that I'm like, really? But that's what we are. In Illinois, Ranchers. So,
now, did you know that candy corn, when it was first made, way back when Fred was just a boy,
yes,
was originally called chicken scratch?
Really?
Yeah, no. Aboriginal people would throw corn out to feed chickens, so they make candy corn, and it was sold as chicken scratch and not candy corn.
You know what's really bad, Cal? Our age, you and I.
Remember way too much.
I mean, not only do I like candy corn, but I love the peanuts, those little orange peanut things that are like styrofoam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my heavens, that is the best.
My daughter loves the Peeps version of
that. Oh, my heavens, that's good candy. Okay, extreme. Look. Pumpkin carving injuries. This is a serious thing. Believe it or not, there's a speed pumpkin carving little, what do you want to call it, a game that they do in Colorado. It's at a ski resort and a snowboard resort club. And what they did is a speed pumpkin carving contest. Do you guys know what happened? Anybody here?
I'm guessing somebody got hurt.
No. Well, somebody got hurt.
Well, we know the pumpkin got hurt.
Denise, what happened? Do you know?
Well, yeah, I do. This reminds me of the radio station that did the water drinking contest, and somebody died from poisoning, water poisoning.
Yes.
This is a case of just a not well thought out contest where they picked five students to participate in a pumpkin carving race. And they had long serrated knives, kind of like a bread knife, that they were having them use. Those knives didn't have any protection on them.
What could go wrong?
Can you imagine trying to be speedy, using a serrated knife, and cutting as fast as you can without a guard around your hand to protect your hand? Well, one person was injured, and not mildly. We're talking very seriously injured tendons. She's lost the range of motion, and her hand strength is not there anymore. She has severe pain, and she has numbness in her fingers. This is going to be permanent injury.
6 hours of surgery.
That's
terrible. It was just absolutely horrible. And there was like other people that were injured too. It wasn't just her, but hers by far was the worst. And you know they're going to sue based upon negligence and probably maybe an intentional infliction type
hazing.
Of a case.
Hazing.
They're doing hazing?
They brought hazing.
Because they're students.
Yeah, because they, like, it was their hazing. I mean, get this, go faster.
Did her pumpkin win because of the blood?
That could have. I don't know. All I got to say is the eyes were really nice and straight, and then they started getting a little wiggly, and that means the blood was just coming out so fast.
All over.
Anyway, isn't that great? We have a lawsuit for pumpkin carving, so there you go. So the main thing is they lacked. Apparently you can get finger guards and you can get gloves.
Well, you get butcher gloves, those mesh metal mesh butcher gloves, maple gloves.
Yes. And they didn't give them proper instruction, and so they're suing for hazing, negligence, and premises liability. And we will follow this.
Oh, you know why they're doing the premises liability, right? They want to get to the insurance company.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Of course. And actually, the insurance probably will cover this case because that's something the typical insurance will cover. Now,
I wonder how many people thought the blood and all that was just, you know, part of the ambiance because it's a Halloween pumpkin carving. Yeah. Oh my gosh, look how real that is.
She's going to win.
Yeah, and she's straight. Wow, that is so authentic.
That is just like the Julia Childs one that I saw on Saturday Night Live.
What you gonna do?
That was so hilarious.
I've cut the dickens out of my finger.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that is good. All right, Todd, this is in your genre. We got to talk about Halloween while we're still in the we're right there still at the day after Halloween. There is an issue with sex offenders, and in this town in Kentucky, right? Was it in Kentucky where the sheriff decided to put signs on the sex offenders' yards that says, don't go here, this is a sex offender, and then required the sex offender, well, many other sex offenders they couldn't get to in time, to put a sign out and warn the children.
And the funny thing is, this is irony at its best, this was in Butts County. Butts County.
I mean, after case or no case today, we're just covering the entire gamut,
of puns.
And apparently, Butts County was right next to Ifanzer County.
Yes,
that's
right.
So you have Ifanzer and Butts County. So,
but
all right.
The crickets.
The sheriff was required to notify the trick-or-treaters at Halloween. I mean, it was part of the law. He was trying to comply with the law.
Right.
So he put out these signs, and the judge says, I don't know.
And there were signs specifically in the sex offender's yard to keep the trick-or-treaters away.
Yeah.
And what did the Kentucky Supreme Court say?
Well, they said he couldn't do it. They said the sheriff couldn't do it. Now, but I do want to clarify one thing. Fred said, Todd, this is in your genre because I'm a criminal defense attorney and for no other reason. I want to clarify.
Oh, you're not on any list that we know of.
I'm not on any list.
Can you see the listeners going, oh, it's my first time listening. Oh, we got a weird guy on the radio.
I mean, look, it did raise an eyebrow, and it does anytime somebody orders Cinemax and the Cartoon Network on the same cable package. You know, people want to look at you weird, but... Anyway, so
you're a criminal defense
attorney. I'm a criminal defense attorney, and that's why we have this here. Look, in the past, when it came to sex offender registration and notification and whatnot, it was pretty much, if you committed a crime, your name's going to go on some sort of website somewhere. In California, it's the Megan's Law website, and a lot of states have the same thing. They've dialed that back a little bit because... not to justify whatever offense requires somebody to register, but not all offenses are created equally. If one person has to register because they downloaded some pictures online that they weren't supposed to download, I'm not justifying that as bad, but come on, that's not in the same category as someone who predatorily stalks a minor and commits an act with a minor as a direct victim.
Or an attack of some sort.
Yes, and so the law now has started to separate the different types of registration and whatnot, and I really think that what the sheriff was doing here was a little too broad in the sense that, oh, if they have to register, clearly they're on here. I think that if you just leave it up to the sex offender to keep the house dark, to put a sign out saying, no candy here, and then sit back, and if the sex offender does allow kids to go on, hey, you could maybe bring an action against them, but to preemptively do it, I think, was
Let me make a clarification. It's not Kentucky. It's Georgia.
Yes.
It's Georgia that this occurred in Butts County. But what happened is the court basically said, look, you don't know if some of these people have been rehabilitated. All you're doing is doing this on a whim or just, you know, without looking at each individual. And the court said, basically, the sheriff finds it necessary to post signs in front of their homes announcing to the public that their homes are dangerous for children. Not that it's a sex offender, but this is dangerous. And again, we're all for protecting the children. Don't get us wrong. The sheriff's decision, this is the judge talking, is not based on any determination that the plaintiffs are dangerous. So they threw it out. And they said, and the sheriff said, unfortunately, this just came down. We didn't have time to appeal because Halloween's coming up.
It was discredited under the First Amendment, correct?
Right. So anyway, we'll be back. We're going to talk about the NCAA and its new shift to maybe get some college students to get some money out of their name. We'll be right back.
Which state will benefit from that? We'll talk about that and more coming up next on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Is Armadillo. Are you serious? Oh, come on.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we're only a few days post Halloween, and we're going to talk about the NCAA changes in because of a law that California passed about the likeness of college players. And whether or not they should be paid. Now, but here's the most important thing that we're talking about here. And that is, in Montana, I ask you, what is the most popular candy passed out on Halloween in Montana? Denise, what's the most popular one?
Well, I'm going to say Reese's.
Okay. Cal.
Montana. I used to live there. You should know this. Montana. Milky Way candy bar.
Milky Way.
Chocolate-covered venison chunks.
That's only in Billings.
Oh, only in Billings. Okay.
Tootsie Pops.
Close enough.
Tootsie Pops.
All right.
Tootsie Pops are pretty good. Okay, ready for another one? We're doing this. We're doing this right now. All right, Wyoming. We're going to stick with the cowboy states. Wyoming, number one candy passed out.
M&M's.
M&M's? Denise?
I'm not getting any of these, so I guess I don't know anything about candy. I'm going to say Snickers again.
Wyoming?
Hoofs, feet, antlers.
Chocolate-covered antler chunks.
How about sweet tarts?
Close enough.
Sweet tarts.
Got to be similarity there somewhere.
Isn't that exciting? This is more important than talking about the law. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Do not go to the courts and say, I learned from Radio Law Talk what candy is passed out in California. By the way, California, Kit Kats. My favorite candy.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Oh,
now, I found what we handed out on Halloween night was white chocolate-covered Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and white chocolate-covered Kit Kats.
Oh.
Well, that's a twist on it. That's good.
Except that my wife and I ate most of it. We didn't have any trick-or-treaters in there.
Did you see him saying his beard's got all this chocolate in it?
Oh, crumbs and chocolate.
Sorry, kids.
I had maybe eight. And I live in a residential neighborhood. I had maybe 8 or 10 total trick-or-treaters. And then I found out what the problem was. My doorbell doesn't work. And I've just known that, and I forgot it was there, and I didn't have a sign saying knock, and so I know there's a bunch of people came and pushed the doorbell. We didn't come, and then they left. I'm just glad I didn't get any eggs on my garage.
Beware of the guard cat sign could have scared
the
boys.
Well, you know, that's...
We had some little punks come to our door at 1:30 in the morning, pound on the front door.
Oh, no way.
We saw them clearly.
That's,
but we had the most trick-or-treaters than we've ever had. You know, we live at the top of a hill. And nobody would walk that hill. It's just a bear of a hill. But now we have people behind us that would just walk down the hill. So.
But in the wee small hours of the morning, that's just bad
for them.
That's what they did.
California Governor Gavin Newsom in September did the Fair Pay to Play Act was passed by the legislature in California. Governor Newsom pushed it, which basically says that players in the NCAA need to be paid for any colleges using their likeness or their name. And we've talked about this many a times. And though we're politically neutral here, it was very clear we lean towards saying they got to get paid some. We're talking about Ohio State or Michigan makes $151 million a year off their football program or something like that. And yet these students don't get paid any of that. And then they pound their bodies, and the majority don't make it to the NFL. And people argue, oh, well, they got their education. But that's a very expensive education to sacrifice your body.
I mean, that's a fair point, really, if you think about it. The college education has significant value.
Yes.
But if you walk out with a knee or a hand or some other deformation...
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll never get over that.
Yeah, and I agree. So what happened is the NCAA came out this week and said, well, we're going to change these laws a little bit, but we don't agree with Gavin Newsom and California and their law that is going to take effect in 2023, but we're going to go ahead and make some changes. They haven't said the changes, but they've agreed that they're going to make some payments somehow through the NCAA or through the colleges to individual athletes for selling their likeness or their name.
You know, and they have to do that. They do. They had to do that now, even though the law in California is not set to take effect until 2023, because of the entire recruiting process. When the law takes effect in 2023, you have to consider the athlete right now who's a senior in high school, who will then go to college redshirt 1 year. That's where you take a year off and it doesn't count against your 4-year eligibility. And then maybe they're a backup and they don't really start to become to national prominence until, if they're playing for a good school, probably until about 2022, 2023. And that's when an individual would be able to capitalize on their likeness because now they're popular, they're on ESPN, they're doing all of this stuff. Well, if you have schools that are out there recruiting right now, and you've got a school in Nebraska that doesn't have this law, you've got a school in Oregon, in Wyoming, in Washington that doesn't have this law, now California has this competitive advantage because when they go recruiting, they can say, by the way, you come to our state, you can make some money because it's not against the law in California to make money on your likeness. And so to level the playing field for recruiting of high schoolers that's going on right now, NCAA had to go in and say, yeah, we're going to allow this.
Or they could have done the opposite toward it, which is NCAA goes, oh, by the way, you're not going to allow to play football or whatever of anyone outside of California, Pac-12, you know, because you're violating the NCAA rules. Therefore, you're not allowed to play in a bowl or whatever, Cal, really quick.
To their credit, to the NCAA's credit, they chose not to die on that hill.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That's smart.
That is smart.
They saw the handwriting on the wall and said, you know what, we got to move on off of this policy.
I totally agree. Yeah. But they still allege that California law is unconstitutional. Not just that it violates their rules, but they have a constitutional argument that they're trying to take on California law head on.
Now, we talk about this in terms of the well-known football players or basketball players during March Madness. You have to understand that the NCAA doesn't just govern those major sports. They govern every sport. Track and field, field hockey, softball, lacrosse, everything. And they govern every, like not every athlete on the football team is going to make a lot of money. I'll give you an example. A couple years ago, University of Central Florida, the kicker. Now, kickers don't do a whole lot. But the kicker had a YouTube channel. And he started getting some followers because he followed his stuff around and people were interested in it. And his following got so much that he started to generate a little bit of revenue from YouTube because he said, look, people are watching your videos. We'll compensate you the way YouTube does. And the NCAA went to him and said, ah, that's a violation of our rules. You are in violation of NCAA rules. And he had to choose between kicking or continuing this YouTube channel, which was now paying him. He was going to earn a living because he wasn't going to be an NFL kicker. So he chose that. And then the school wanted to kick him out, so he sued the school so he could stay in and get his education. They settled, he's able to do it. The ruling by the NCAA now protects people like him and even less popular individuals that are trying to find creative ways to finance their education.
Yeah, they're not going to be limited now to just sports activities, but they can use their likeness. That's really super important.
Yeah. Right.
Because it allows them to commercialize somewhat. And, you know, a lot of times you've got, like, in women's basketball, for example, you get a women player that's just outstanding, and that person's going to be a role model. And now they're going to be able to be paid someone and get some money for being a role model.
So what an interesting point of that is they have till 2021 to figure this rule out. So they've got a few years the NCAA is working on, but here's the kicker. Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina said, well, if this happens, I'm going to put a law out there that says now these college athletes are going to get taxed not only on the income that they're receiving from this new law or this new thing that the NCAA does about making money on their likeness, but he wants to tax also their scholarships.
Here comes the government.
So that's going to be tough. Flip side to this is the more popular schools that have large television contracts that do that are going to have an even greater advantage when recruiting people because they're going to say, hey, your YouTube channel is going to blow up if you're playing for us. It's on national TV.
Exactly right. So. Hey, we're going to be back second hour with Cal, myself, Denise, and Todd, not his brother David. So join us next hour. We got a lot of things, especially a case or no case coming up.
And we always thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk and remind you that we're live 9 to noon Pacific on Saturdays, but you can catch our episodes all the time. We're there posting about two or three days after we do the show. So.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.